going off on tangents.
Well, we kind of answered the first thing. When did you first come to Atlanta? What brought you here? And second, when did you first visit the Strip area? Sounds like you were just up the street at Buckhead working at the pizza place.
I was one of the first habitués. How do you say that?
Habitues or
whatever. I was one of the first people there. I never stood outside on the street. I never saw the purpose of that.
Yeah.
But there were two or three places I went to. There was a bar I went to, whatever it had. It was semi-hippie. No, the Stein Club was on up the street. And I never went to the Stein Club because I knew somebody that went there all the time. I always thought they were terribly pretentious. So I never went there, but there was a bar that started off being just kind of low rent and kind of eased over to hippie over about a 4 or 5 year period down there at the end.
Not the catacombs, right?
Not the catacombs.
Yeah.
Peachtree around here?
It's on Peachtree Street. What you mean is? You know more than I do.
I don't drink, so I didn't really know bars there. I knew the Bowery, and there was another bar, Country Western Bar, originally.
It was a band that used to play there all the time, and they've been around for like 25 years.
Eric Quincy Tate. Yeah,
and they played in that bar. Am I imagining that?
No, that's very true.
There was 10th Street and Peachtree, and it was down about...
On 10th or Peachtree?
It was on Peachtree, down about 30, 40 feet from the corner of 10th, if I remember.
The Bowery? Right. I know that was
Was
there.
That it? Was that the name
it? That was where Eric Quincy Tate played. It had the big, like a movie front coming out on a marquee.
I guess that's it.
Strangely enough, there's a big fan of that place in Germany. Kent was over here in those years, and he sent us pictures of the Bowery and put us in touch with Donnie from Mary Quincy Tate. It's around here. It's just funny.
I never spent a lot of time there, but I go in and have a beer every once in a while.
He's a character.
The German?
Both he and Donnie
McCormick. Yeah.
I saw Donnie play one time just recently. People had to lead him to the stage. He was so drunk. Never.
Hey, you play 25 years at bars. What do you?
He sits
down
and he can pull it off.
And then I heard. And then I heard his kids showed up one night, and they're all accountants.
Oh, how depressing.
Classic.
Nothing against the accountants, but
that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
So you hung out. You with one of the first people to go down and came to the Bowery.
I don't know if you could call it one of the first, but. Been around since, you know. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I was a college student and would go down and look. It was kind of on the fringes of the hippie thing at first in 69. And then I think the Dead in the Park was the time I went, wow, this is happening. This is nice. And got involved in it. But used to go down there and help. Had a lot of friends that lived in that area, and so
yeah.
Always walking.
A lot of people lived in that area.
Yeah.